calling for increased security, not just loaned by the police, by the owner of that place, to increase security and to take measures to stop vandals not getting into the property by securing the site. And also it's maybe something maybe we have to take a look to the, where the Department of the Environment used to be in the north. We have to take under that headman's mold, see if it come under some heritage or things like that, so that maybe we can get the building and save the building, because this building seems to be fire after fire after fire. It's destroying, it's destroying the history and the heritage that's in that mold. And we see that on Facebook through different people within the Sion mold that's connected in with that, the heritage. This mill, and as it keeps going the way it's going, there's going to be no heritage left there at all. It's all going to have gone up in smoke. So between the owner and the police, just to increase the security of the area, more patrols for the police maybe, and maybe for the owner of the factory to increase and secure that site.
Because it's not just the building. We understand that a lot of documents dating back hundreds of years have also been destroyed by these fires.
Yes, this is where I'm trying to say we have to find the new Department for the Environment needs to come in there and under whatever remit it is to take the historic building with the artifacts. Once, if they're destroyed in a fire or even that, they're gone forever. You know, we need somebody now to step on there and to save our heritage, the heritage and the heritage of Sion Mold.